Boom, we are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are celebrating. You know, we've done a lot of things, and this guest that's coming on now is no stranger to anybody in our audience here. He was once our presidential speaker. Anytime he went live, we went live back in the day. He has been our partner for many years on behalf of Living Classrooms Foundation and is still holding up Homestead. I thought he'd be skiing this time of the year. I don't know. He's doing a whole bunch of radio. He will be going to the Super Bowl doing Radio Row stuff. We're going to be doing a cup of Super Bowl on Crab Cake Row, which is going to be five live broadcasts beginning on February the 5th. We're going to begin down at Lexington Market at Fadley's. Tuesday will be at Costas and Dundalk. I got the shirt on. Wednesday at Coco's. Thursday at State Fair in Catonsville. And Friday up at Pappas and Cockeysville. Because we're going to need room, Coach Billick, because it's going to be a big purple pep rally, just like you getting on the Natchez. Can you believe it's been 11 years since the last time we won? And 23 years on Sunday since you hoisted the Lombardi Trophy to the sky, and we're playing our first AFC championship game in Baltimore. It's crazy. How are you?
I'm doing good. We can do this every 10 years or so. That sounds like a plan.
How about we do it every year? I know it's a lot more fun when we do it that way, but you don't appreciate it as much, right? Like, these folks in Detroit are having all of this fun. The people in Kansas City are holding on for dear life with a couple of titles. And I said the Lamar Hunt Trophy is going to be the Lamar Jackson Trophy before the week's over here, but you're doing a lot of football watching and talking about football and seeing all this. We've talked a lot about Lamar over the last 5 or 6 years. It's been a little while since I've had you on the show. It's good to see you're doing well. Lamar, what do you have to say about what we haven't seen from him?
Well, it's, you know, he is who he is, which is this year the MVP, and doing all those things, running around, making plays outside the design of the offense that make them so special. But they're also throwing the ball well. Given the fact that they've got a better core of receivers, that adds a whole nother dynamic. When you look at the numbers, they're not dramatically different. They lead the league in rushing. They're about middle of the league in throwing, but they're doing it at key times. And then the defense is playing really, really well. Without that dominant singular player, you know, they don't have that dominant pass rush guy. Obviously, the linebackers have played really well. And this kid Hamilton, boy, he is special. You know, I've only seen him so often. The way they're able to use him like a hybrid, like a safety, this defense is the real deal. So, yeah, I mean, they got a hurdle with Kansas City coming up. But, boy, I don't see either Kansas City or whoever comes out of Detroit. We've seen the Detroit outcome, so, we know that. Even San Francisco, I think Baltimore is going to be in a great shape to take it all the way through.
You know, day I met you out in Minnesota, you were the offensive genius to come in, and you were going to bring players and then salary caps. And like, all you wind up with all these great defensive players. You win a championship. If you were delivered Lamar in 2018 and they said, Brian, you're the genius, you're the offensive coordinator. You work with Bill Walsh. You've written books on all of this. You won a championship. Do something with this that can win me another championship. And I guess that's what Eric and John got together with their revolution. You and I talked about the early part of it where it looked like bumper cars. It looked like the old electronic football game. And how it's evolved into all of this. Where would you have been in the beginning of this? And I know you love Greg Roman. Nobody gives you credit on your tree. Jed Fish just got a big job. You got a tree out there with a lot of branches on it as well. But if you would have taken this and said, what am I going to need around him? What are his strengths? What can he do? Will he be accurate enough? All those things that folks like you, you know, went to combines and looked at pro tape and looked at all, you know, pro days and all that stuff to say, can we build around this guy? There are a lot of teams 11 months ago didn't want to build around him, Coach. I mean, seriously, what do you do to say how this thing has blossomed and how Eric's managed personnel and how Todd Monken's done something that maybe a lot of you offensive geniuses might not have done or thought about differently 10 years
ago. No, that's the key. It had to be a total buy-in. I mean, obviously you saw the talent. But when they took him with the last pick in the 2018 draft, remember they had Joe Flacco. So even though it was a first-round pick, they took a flyer going, we think there's something special here. Honestly, and obviously Ozzie and Eric deserve a huge amount of credit about pulling that string and John going, okay, let's do it. But I don't know that any of them really thought, okay, what's this going to look like? I can't imagine them sitting down and saying, okay, this is ABC. This is how it's going to happen. It's this unique. Let's take him. It's a hell of a price, but we think, and let's see what we've got and kind of figure it out from there. So they had Joe. And then obviously, as the season went on, wasn't going real good. And then Joe got hurt. And so they put Lamar in. Okay. That was then the key for them to go, okay, what have we got? And what do we do? And they bought all in. They bought in with the idea if he carries the ball 150, 160 times, so be it. That's him. And that's the major jump. That's the jump that a lot of people, I don't know that I could have made it. To going, really? We're going to expose this guy to 160?
Well, he was hurt the last two January, so it didn't help the narrative. You know, we were right on up until we weren't right anymore, right?
Yeah, and then the buy-in was okay, and so we got to wrap around him those assets. Defensively, you're going to do what you're going to do, but we got to wrap around him offensively, which is a different set of assets in terms of if you're a more traditional way, and even in the backup quarterback. And we got to bring up a stable of guys that if something happens to Lamar, as it has the last 2 years, we got to plug somebody in, which is a good, you know, it's a smart thing to do because the pool of talent that you can go to get those guys, not a lot of people are looking at because they don't have that kind of guy. They'll take a good young athlete, can run around and do some things. But the Ravens took advantage of taking some guys and getting a pretty good price for them because – they could value them a little bit more than somebody else because they knew they could plug them into a ready system that fit what they're doing compared to other teams that might take them that go, well, he can be a backup, but he'll have to adjust and we'll see if he can do what we do. So, yeah, there are a lot of moving parts to it. And right now, obviously, the last 2 years with the injury, you had to go, well, okay, the naysayers, had a point here going, can you sustain this? But right now, it's looking pretty good.
I don't know if Steve Bisciotti would describe either one of us as humble, but you've always been humble in regard to Ozzy and in regard to what he did to help you build a champion and in regard to Marvin recruiting Woodson and y'all recruiting Shannon Sharp and getting a buy-in and having the kind of leaders that you had and the way Ozzy constructed that team after drafting Ogden and Ray Lewis long before you got there, right? Like, so, and your switch with to Dilfer and all the things you did to win. But I tell you what, through all of this, Eric, the Roquan Smith trade, who else makes that trade in the middle of the season, gives him money?
Right.
Who else drafts a safety and a center in the first round? Like, and justifies it after giving another safety $50 million. It's like they've done some really bizarrely unorthodox, crazy things, and they kept stabbing at the wide receiver. They kept trying and trying and trying. even Brandon Stokely said, finally, Zay Flowers, you know.
Right.
But
finally
Eric,
hit on one, yeah.
You know, Eric.
I think Eric and a long and interesting left, because I think they'll face each other in the Super Bowl. John Lynch with the 49ers have been brilliant. You look at what John Lynch has done. Their strategic acquisitions, whether it's Chase Young, whether it's certainly Christian McCaffrey. Ending up with Mr. Irrelevant Brock Purdy, that's a Tom Brady one in a lifetime type of hit. But the strategic addings on that they have done, much like what is happening in Baltimore, you're exactly right. I think Eric and Ozzie, but Eric's obviously in charge now, with Ozzie helping out, and they're strategic about how they've added, but they've always been good at identifying talent a little bit outside the box. Like I said, this Hampton Queen is obviously excellent. And that combination at linebacker is special. But this Hamilton kid, you add him in there. And even using a guy like the big fullback that's a defensive lineman.
Pat Ricard.
Yeah. I mean, there's a unique – this guy's an offensive guard. And to utilize him the way – so they've been very creative and thought outside the box and made some unbelievably strategic additions to the team.
Head coach Brian Billick is here. He's still out on the Twitter and X. And what are you promoting Radio Row Week? Because this is sort of our Radio Row visit, but I mean, I'm hoping to have you on after a win.
This is an amazing deal. This was brought to me about 6-8 months ago. It's called Signal Relief, okay? It's an electrical patch. It's not a TENS unit. It's not an IC patch. There's no ointment, no
No,
lotion.
Jet looks like the backstage pass I used to get at the rock concerts that you stick on. That's what it looks like.
It's military grade. They did it to enhance antenna signals. And it's amazing product. You put it, first off, it's reusable up to a year. Second, you put it where you need it. Okay. We say put it between the brain and the pain. If I'm 18 holes of golf, it goes on my lower back. I just
I
got out of
never thought I'd ever hear you say 18 holes of golf.
Yeah, I know. How about that? Just got out of the pool. So it's going to go on my shoulder or my upper back, and it helps block that pain signal that allows you to then, like they say, motion is lotion, to now continue on, because that's where the real rehab comes from, is working the muscle in the joint. This is an amazing unit, and it's cost if it's about 140 bucks. Like I said, you're reusable for a year. You put it where you need it. It's the real deal. It blocks that pain. It doesn't cure it, don't get me wrong, but it blocks the pain that allows you then to keep doing the other things. And yeah, that's what it's a signal relief. It's pretty
I
good
need
deal.
one of those for my L3 and L4 right now. You give me one of those.
You do it. You do it. Yeah, seriously. I mean, and it allows you then to work past that. And there's any number of other testimonial people that have serious pain that helps them. I call it this to me, this helps with the prohibitive pain. That little bit of pain that in the morning, and it's like, no, I can't do that, or I'm not going to go do that. Now you go do it, and now you work through it, and you work the muscle in the joint. It's pretty amazing.
I can't have you on without talking about Joe Flacco a little bit because Joe's coming on. Joe's actually my next guest after you're on, so I'm
How
really looking
great is
forward.
that?
So I just want to throw this your way because I've told this story. Your ears must have been burning this because I've talked about you a little bit last couple of weeks and old stories and whatnot. That you would go out in your suit and you would give speeches on our behalf, or I've seen you give them in charity, just different ways, paid speeches, corporate speeches. You always spin your ring, your Super Bowl 35 ring. You say, they say that when you win a Super Bowl, they can never take it away from you, but that won't stop them from trying.
Exactly
And
right.
every time I hear you say that, I think of whatever disrespect would be leveled your way versus Harbaugh in our community or anyone else that thinks you didn't win or you did win. You did win. Joe Flacco won. He's not getting a statue here. He's not getting a day in Columbus or at Canton any more than you are. Columbus is where you are. Canton's up the road. But Joe had this act in him, and Kurt Warner had the greatest one, right? And Kurt Warner's first act was crazy. Then there was a second act. The Joe thing, everybody loves Joe, and it feels to me like he's a disrespected Super Bowl champion, and that's it's kind of screwed up. He's pretty good, man.
I really thought, in looking at the landscape going in, that Cleveland was going to be that team that could seriously make a run at this thing and maybe be the biggest threat to Baltimore, more so than Cincinnati or Kansas City, and more so than Buffalo, because one, they had really good defense. Two, Joe was playing on house money. Relax. Remember the Super Bowl run he made? 11 touchdowns, no interceptions. So he had the pedigree, had some talent around him. I really thought Cleveland was going to make the run. I was shocked by how poorly they played. I thought they were going to make a run at this thing. And if they were going to be the team to come into M&T Bank Stadium, that was going to be a game changer. If for no other reason, they've done that. They unlike Kansas City and Buffalo, who will now Kansas City coming in, either one of those. It was not a new experience, but not a familiar experience. It's Cleveland's here every year, so it wouldn't be any big deal coming into M&T Bank Stadium. So I was really, I think it was great. Joe was brilliant in what he did. He was confident. He was, as always, cool, poised, playing on house money. It's like, hey, I'm ahead of the curve here. So whatever I do, it was great fun to watch.
The other side of this thing is that if the Ravens win this football game and we've never played an AFC championship game here as a franchise, it's
Exactly.
1971. My dad went to that game with a very young John Madden and Johnny U and the Raiders in town at Memorial Stadium. But you win this game and you go to the Super Bowl and getting ready through all of this for this team and having all the hurdles. Boy, oh boy, at halftime when it was 10 to 10. And there was shrinkage everywhere. Now there's this, well, if you get past Mahomes, we beat the snot out of the Lions, beat the snot out of the 49ers. It feels like this is the Super Bowl. It feels like for the fan base here and having it be here and never having it here. Coach, I don't know what it's going to be like for people streaming out of that stadium, either on the highest high in the history of the city, because it's never happened, or the lowest of lows if you don't win. But if you win, it certainly feels like the Super Bowl is going to be a cakewalk against the – I know it's not, but it certainly feels like they're better than those teams in the NFC.
Well, and it reminds me of the 98 Minnesota team, where it was a foregone, you know, where we had unbelievable talent with Robert Smith and Randy Moss and Chris Carter and Jake Reed and Randall Cunningham throwing. I mean, we were going to go to and win the Super Bowl. It was a fait accompli. And then that Atlanta game and all hell breaks loose. So you're right. Now fans, and you're right, because Baltimore is the best team and they're playing well now. So that confidence that this is going to happen is justified. I don't know too many people that will bet it the other way, Kansas City, or if it turns out being the 49ers. But Patrick Mahomes and that group can do some magic. So yeah, it's going to be a battle. I wouldn't bet on it. I'd bet the Ravens, and what are they, 3.5, I
think? 3.5, yeah.
Which is respectful. It, as you know, anything more than that, you would think it would be more, but that's basically at home. You're getting the 3 for – so you're basically getting half a point above book, which seems a little small for me given how well Baltimore's playing now. But Patrick Mahomes and that defense, Steve Spagnuolo does a good job, and they'll come in with a good plan. I think Baltimore will be able to that defense will give Mahomes. Buffalo's defense has been a bit of an Achilles heel. It got better the latter part of the season. And the fact that they could crank the running back up a little bit. I had that kid in the Hula Bowl, the kid out of Rutgers. What's his name? I'm getting old. I forget all the running back from Kansas City. Anyway, he's pretty damn good.
Pacheco, sure.
And that's going to be that. That's going to be because you know Mahomes is going to do what he's going to do. They're capable of running. Now, are they going to run on the Ravens? We'll see. We know that's a tough task. But this is a tough physical kid. That's going to be the key to me. Can they run on the Ravens? If they can, then that's going to make this thing really tight. Because then Mahomes will do his things, you know, down the field and get Kelce and all that cranked up. That's going to be the challenge. The Ravens should stuff the running game like they have everybody, but this is a physical, hard running game, which you don't think of in Kansas City. You think of it's just throwing it all over the place, whatever. It's that physical running game. And Buffalo, ultimately, that's what got Buffalo. Their ability to run the ball. Up in those tough circumstances. So that's going to be – and then with San Francisco, I think – and you're right, we've seen this show. And this is a really stupid thing to say, but I can do that now because I'm old and you got to forgive Grandpa. If you take away the turnovers that San Francisco had, that Purdy had, which were uncharacteristic, San Francisco was moving the ball and kind of was playing good defense against the Ravens. So – that's going to be the challenge. I think if San Francisco, if they don't turn the ball over, this could be a hell of a game going in. Better than what you'd think based on looking at the last game going, oh, they kicked the hell out of them last game. It's going to be the same thing. I don't know because that defense is pretty good. And they were moving the ball pretty decent until they turned the ball over. So, yeah, it's going to be a challenge for the Ravens. But would I bet on San Francisco or Kansas City? No.
The familiar voice of our head coach, Brian Billick. We always want to give a shout out to our friends at Living Classrooms Foundation. They will be one of the 100 charities we're going to be featuring during Crab Cake Row, a cup of soup or bowl week to benefit our friends at the Maryland Food Bank. And if you have a charity, Ness at BaltimorePositive.com, still signing some up for the week. We're going to be all through the city. Fadley's on Monday, Costas on Tuesday, Coco's on Wednesday, State Fair on Thursday, and up at Pappas on Friday. Hopefully it's a Ravens Super Bowl week. And we have a cup of soup or bowl for you. Coach, it's been a long time, this whole John Harbaugh thing here. We almost forget about you and the first Super Bowl and all that. But you were close with Andy Reid back in the day. And this young special teams coach that was coaching defense was going to come in. He was going to sit in your seat. He's still here. Andy Reid's still coaching all these years later.
How about that?
You've been out of it for all these years. Look how good you look. You're even playing golf, which I, at some point, we got to explain to people for all the years you pooped on golf around here.
But I'm going to live a lot longer than those two. I promise you. As long as they, because that job can kill you.
That job pays a lot more. It used to pay you now.
Oh, amazing what it's getting up to. Again, and they said the same thing when I was getting paid, but I was getting paid, and the older guys before that going, I can't believe what they're paying. This is, look, how about the college coaches and what they're getting paid now? College coordinators are making upwards of $2 and $2.5 million a year. That's amazing. It's great. I think it's great.
Well, for you with Andy Reid and him still doing this at another, at a different level, you know, we're talking Hall of Fame. Stuff that's all over with. Now he's just like, he's got the kid that can do it. Every year they're going to try to do it. They're not going to do it every year, right? But this is a year they can still do it. And the one thing that I saw with Mahomes, and you forget like what that kid's about and what you've seen him do, and doesn't have as much talent this year, got to do it on the road. He was talking ish in Buffalo like, hey, haven't done it on the road. That's the one thing we still need to do. Let's go do it. I mean, he's looking at this as a box to check off to come in here and watch everyone walk out of the stadium with a broken heart. That's something he hasn't done a whole lot of.
No, and he's so, it really comes down to those four or five plays. He's going to make or not those four or five plays that was scrambling around or making that throw that you just can't. It amazes me how open Kelce can still get. If I'm the head coach, it would be real simple. If I'm John Harbaugh, I'd tell, what is it, McDonald?
Yeah.
This is real simple. I don't care if we lose 100-0. I don't want Kelce to get a ball. Okay. That's the one guy. It amazes me how wide open he is even now to win, really. Not that, and yeah, they can beat you. Like I said, they're running the ball pretty good, but it amazes me how people don't scheme better to say, you know, it's the old Belichickian. The one thing that you, there's one guy you got to stop. Okay. Same thing with Lamar. It's got to be, don't let him run. Now, the difference is this year, Lamar can beat you throwing. It pays a cost. You know, you can pay a cost. I understand that. But the one thing it would, for me, if I'm playing Baltimore and Steve Spagnuolo, I don't care if he throws for 700 yards. I don't want Lamar Jackson to beat us running. And that's got to be job one.
Coach Billick is here. He's talking sense. So the golf thing, I got to at least get that in. And maybe we'll get together again next week and do another radio row hit if the Ravens make the big party. But did your golf game, like, tell me at length, like, how this happened for you and why it happened for you. I famously don't golf. I would tell you right now, given my back and how I feel, I probably will never golf. I've never been that interested. You were 55 when I knew you. You were not interested. How did you get interested in this?
When we left the shore and came to Columbus, because my grandkids are here, and then the house up in Minnesota, because the taxes in Maryland ran me out. Literally, had to leave. The state of Maryland is one of only three states that has both inheritance and estate taxes.
You told me you couldn't afford to die in Maryland because it would have cost your family too much.
Oh, I was fine. My kids couldn't afford to die.
Right.
I mean,
right. That's
literally
what I mean.
The state, I mean, would take, we're talking seven figures. So got out. And when we bought the place up in Minnesota, my wife for Christmas gave me, we're members at Scioto Country Club, beautiful country club here in Columbus, to golf lessons. And I had never thought, I thought, I was boating and loving the boating in Maryland and on the Chesapeake and whatever. But now obviously here, and I thought, okay, I'll
you're the least country club guy I've ever met in my life.
Oh,
I just want to say that out loud.
It's been hard.
I just want to say that out loud, really.
Yeah. The pretentiousness of the country clubs is a little irritating at times, but it's cool. So I took the pro's a great guy here named Chris Yoder. So he took me on, and I just became addicted to it. And then we go up the cabin. There's three.
At what point did you like it? At what point did you like
it
enough to say?
Right away. And the challenge going, okay, because it's frustrating as hell. And it takes a while. I was just reading another book that says you're really looking at 3 to 5 years before you can. Not, you're either going to be as good as you are, but 3 to 5 years before you can truly master at least a routine that will give you a chance to be
consistent.
Yeah. And I'm right at it at 3 years, and I'm just now really kind of getting comfortable with knowing what I have to do and the swing I have to have. And that's really the key, is doing it all the time. I watch more golf than I do football right now, to be honest with you.
You're always a tennis guy.
I know. Well, you know, but yeah, but I can't do that. We're watching the Open now. I can't do the tennis anymore. Just wears my joints, and just, it would beat me up too much. Kind of like the racquetball. And I can't, the pickleball thing, I can't. Kevin Burns into pickleball. I can't get into the pickleball thing yet. My wife just had shoulder surgery, and her orthopedic said, pickleball is the greatest invention the world's ever seen. He says, because I'm making a fortune. Because everybody, you know, all these old guys come in and think, well, I can do that. And they fall and they have elbows. And
Not me, dude. I'm doing yoga and I'm going low impact. And I'm, coach, I'm in the best shape you've ever seen me, dude. I'm buff. I'm in great shape right now. But it's non-contact. And my back being effed up as bad as it was, you know what I mean? And it haven't been used against me to take my press pass away from me as well. My back was a problem 2 years ago, and it needed to be attended to. I can't – the thought of swinging a golf club makes my back ache in some way.
Because that's what you got to develop. The proper swing. You're not going to hit it like the pro guys. I'm not with the young guys, and I'm going to – But you develop the proper swing. And there's a group like the golf courses up in Minnesota. They are gorgeous. The Wilderness, the Quarry, and Legends. Now, bring a lot of balls, because you're either in the woods or in the lake. Okay, there's no.
You've led with the frustration of all the, like, you didn't get better at this quickly, even though you're athletic and competitive.
No. And had to learn to not get, because I would get frustrated with it and pissed off. You know, throw my club and all that kind of stuff.
Can't imagine you getting pissed off. Nobody's ever seen you pissed off.
No.
You bring out the wedge?
That's part of a that's good. They could have used that in that commercial with.
Well, you and I always were a song and dance routine. You know, we're never right. All that serious.
You can't, but you have to. That's really the challenge for me right now is, and it's a good challenge. I like it, is finding the right mental balance to not get upset with your game. You know, I had a good golf coach tell me, he said, it was a great one. He said, Brian, you're not good enough to be mad at your game. You're never going to be good enough to get mad at your game. So relax and just play. And he's absolutely right. You know, I'm a 13 handicap, and that's a lie, like everybody's handicap. I mean, that's around the edges and whatever, but it's.
How long did it take you to break 100?
Oh, no. I'm in the mid 80s.
No, but when you started.
Oh, yeah.
Because I hear that's the thing. Like, if you could break 100, you start to feel better about yourself.
Here's the challenge is because the way you get to that 100 and your reason you're above is you can be playing okay, and then you have like two or three blow-up holes, par three in your 8 strokes.
Right.
Launch, and then that's when you go nuts, and that's where you
get the consistency, right?
So it's the key of, okay, let me not compound the error and let make this par three, be satisfied if I just bogey it, okay? Just be smart, don't try to be stupid, and then that's when you end up with 7-8 stroke. So that's all part of the mental part of it as well. Plus it's going, I'm loving trying out. Mike Smith, my brother-in-law, who's a really good golfer, has got me on this trek. We're going to some nice, I've been on some nice golf courses and going all over the country and seeing some really, it's going 4 hours on just a beautiful area. We go down to Sea Island and get on Frederica or Seaside and going out to California and going to play Pelican Hills. And Steve was always high, and I never understood it because I wasn't a golfer, but I do now that's a pretty good chasing around the golf ball on these different beautiful courses, and it's a nice alternative.
It's not my jam. I have been offered to go to Augusta 3 times in my life, once to work back. And I was when you were coaching the team and I was syndicated. And the other 2 times in my life, your brother-in-law has invited me to go to Augusta. And when my wife was ill, we had a flight into Charlotte. My wife was recurring with her cancer, and we just never made it. When he was the coach of the Atlanta Falcons, he told me it was sort of like a perk that if you're the Falcons coach, you could sort of talk your way into Augusta because it was in the same state, and he had some privilege there at that time. I feel really stupid for not having done it now.
Experience of it. Oh, absolutely. It's like going to a Super Bowl or an Indy 500 or one of the Opens. You know, we've been to all of them except the Australian Open, which is being played right now. And we're talking about next year going down because I would like to go. You know, I've been to the French Open and Wimbledon and US Open.
You would love Australia the most, dude. I love Australia.
Yeah, I would love to go down and play some golf and take in the Open. We'll do that. We'll do that next. It just, God, it takes so damn long to get there.
Stop with that, man. You can afford first class. You always were first class. Head coach Brian Billick is here. We're going to give him some travel recommendations. Do you come back to Baltimore ever? Or like what happens?
It's been a while. I was back for the induction of Suggs. But not really. I may be back in for a couple of days on some business, but I really don't get back into that area.
Because people ask me about you all the time. I'm like, well, I don't. Why don't you have more? I'm like, I leave him alone. He's probably skiing, is what I tell. Anytime like November happens, we got 8 inches of snow here. The other, like, I just think of you on a slope with your like wife and your grandkids, and you just being a happy old fart playing golf. Like literally, if I describe this perfectly, or am I wrong?
Life's good, and I've never felt better, and it feels pretty good. I turned 70 this next month. How about that?
Yeah, people would flip out if they knew the Emmy trophy behind you is real and the Super Bowl trophy is fake, but that's okay. Well,
people have said that for years.
Head coach Brian Billick, if they win this week, I'll bring him back here next week. We are doing Crab Cake Row, a cup of soup or bowl of soup for free on behalf of the Maryland Food Bank. Yes, we're clever. Yes, we're doing good things. Yes, we're going to be providing stories and storytelling for 100 different local charities. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I have some Raven scratch-offs to give away. Also, some O-Snap. They smell like gingerbread. Our friends at Window Nation, as well as Jiffy Lube MultiCare. All of our sponsors are coming together to help us on this. Hey, what are you yelling about, Coach?
I'm going to help you. Go to signalrelief.com, put in promo code COACH, you get 20% off. Try this out for your back. This is the real deal. Really is. I'm not just talking. I use it. It's the real deal. It'll help your back.
Send me one.
If I had one, I would.
You got one right in your hand.
Well, no, this is the old one. No. You can afford the 120. Plus, you get 20% off. Cheapskate.
Everybody that knows me knows I don't have you on often enough to give you shit. Once a year, if I don't give it to you, you'll give it back. Double next week. How about this? Are you coming back on next week? Are the Ravens going to win?
Yeah, well, I would say absolutely. If I were a betting man, and I'm not. But, yeah, I don't know how you'd bet against that. Absolutely. Right.
He believes the third purple rain has cometh here in Baltimore.
I agree.
He is our coach, Coach Billick, and promoting get you back on back pain, getting old, golf game. They got the perfect spokesperson in Coach Billick. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We're having some fun here doing stuff. I've lived long enough, 32 years on the radio, 25 years at WNST. Okay. And we finally have an AFC championship game here this week. So I'm lighting it up. We're having a good time. Luke's out in Owings Mills. Stay with us. We're BaltimorePositive.com.